Now joined by the head coach of the Milan Lady Wildcats softball team. First conversation of the year with the head coach Nate Dodson. Milan had a jamboree at home last Friday. Heard a lot of good things with how the Lady Cats played in that one. And they're going to jump right into the GRC schedule here sooner than later. We're looking at next Tuesday, and this is going to be a good matchup. Gallatin Lady Bulldogs at the Milan Lady Wildcats. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Tom. Good to talk to you again.
So as far as numbers in the program and how it breaks down between some of the youth and some of the experience, how does it look this year?
Well, we're looking young. Definitely a young group this year, but a hungry group. I've got eight freshmen, two sophomores, one junior, and one senior this year. So we're kind of thin on numbers, but right now we're carrying 12 or 13 kids. But I kind of knew this was gonna be a situation that at some point we'd encounter again. Ran into it when this group of seniors and juniors that I have now were freshmen and sophomores. We were kind of thin on numbers just because those two classes are so thin and student-athletes that are participating in female athletics. So, we're a young group, but we've got a great group of freshmen, a great group of kids, some good leadership out of my one senior and junior right now, and Katie Banner, who will see a shortstop for me, and Aaron Richardson, my junior, who we're going to see at third base and in the outfield a little bit possibly, and maybe even share a little time on the mound for us. So those two ladies have matured a lot and are continuing to try to grow into that leadership role. And then on the sophomore side of things, I've got Haley Wiseman, who is a sophomore, who's going to play a lot of outfield for me. Didn't really start for me at a varsity level last year, but just a kid that has great work ethic, great hustle, and she talks it up on the field. She's a great communicator and really a good leader in the dugout, just trying to keep her teammates up when you can get down. And, you know, from a freshman side, we're going to be led predominantly by our freshman pitcher and Katie Pauly, who I expect a lot of great things out of. She's going to turn a lot of heads this year, I think, not only in our conference but around the area. She's going to do a great job of locating and changing speeds on the mound. And as long as we can continue to, keep her confident on the mound as a freshman and continue to keep her working hard, the sky's the limit for her. And that she's going to be throwing to a freshman in our catcher, and Janisa Martinez, who is a great hustle kid, very coachable, just doing everything that I've asked of her. Lots of little things that we need to work on as we continue to go throughout the season, but definitely really, really excited about the challenge that we have with this young group and the obstacles that are ahead of us. But we had a great turnout last Friday at our jamboree, and they all gave us a lot of things to be excited about.
I know you had Princeton at the jamboree, and who else was there, and how did the girls look, Coach?
We had Princeton, Scotland, and Gallatin, also out of our conference at our jamboree. The first three innings we ended up tying with Princeton in a 3-3 ball game. Kind of got some of that, which is always good for a jamboree, getting some of those jitters out of the way to begin with. Ended up tying them in a 3-run ball game. And then we beat Scotland County in 6-3. And then Gallatin, we got beat 4-0 in three innings. But, you know, had some errors off the bat, kind of lost a little bit of the momentum and confidence that we had gained. But, man, overall, I was very pleased going 1-1-1 on the day through those three inning sets, and saw a lot of good things. You know, offensively, I was really surprised at how well we put the ball in play and were patient at the plate and had some good at-bats and got base runners. Missed a couple key hits here and there that, you know, really could have led us to score more runs, but I was very pleased with the outcome. Definitely some little things on defense. Fundamentally, we were okay, but more so than anything, it's just communication. You got to get kids talking on the field. But, man, anytime you have nine kids in different positions from where we were a year ago, all nine of my starters are going to be completely different from what we saw last year. So when you add that into the mix, it's going to take these ladies a while to get used to playing each other, know where each other's at on the diamond, and just communicating and getting used to hearing one's voice in different scenarios and different situations. So, but a lot of things to be pleased about. We definitely were able to come away and and built some confidence off of that, and look forward to continuing to work hard here throughout this first or last week of full practice and getting back in a game situation on Tuesday next week against Gallatin.
Honestly, Coach, and this is really good for the future of your program and in the girls' basketball program too, because I've heard about Katie Pauley, and I've kind of asked some folks about her and her classmates as well. And here's the thing, and I know you're aware of this too. Katie's a special athlete who's going to do a lot of great things in the next 4 years at Milan High School, but there's a lot of kids in that ninth grade class, as you already mentioned, that are going to be good. And there's also sixth and seventh graders that are pretty deep. So it reminds me of the conversation I kind of had with the guys' coaches about 3 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. We, looking down the board, we've got a great pitcher, obviously, and Katie Pauley, she's going to do great things for us, not only 3 years in the next 3 years, but right now I think she's going to be very dominant at times on the mound, and then she's going to have some learning moments as well. But when you look at this big class of eight kids, and they continue to improve, and they work hard, and they're definitely committed. Looking down the line, even in the eighth and seventh graders, we've got 20 or 21 kids out for middle school softball right now, and even further down the line, we've got a lot of kids that are participating in our younger divisions in our Milan Rec Association, and that sixth grade group has some very talented ball players, and we've had a lot of kids that are pitching, taking pitching lessons with Coach Mothersbaugh also, coming over and working with a bunch of our kids one day a week, and man, that's just it's been contagious for our program, and we have a lot of kids that are excited about it. It just so happens that this year we're a little low on numbers, so not trying to look too far ahead of ourselves, but absolutely, there's a lot to be excited about in our program, even though right now it seems like we're pretty thin as far as numbers are concerned, looking out at the diamond this year.
As I was looking at your schedule yesterday, Coach, and you know, certainly that senior class at Trenton, I'd give the Lady Bulldogs the nod as the team to beat in the conference. Certainly, that's not going out on a big ledge. And you got them later in the season. We're looking all the way down at the 18th of September. So if you can get some momentum in late September in the GRC, you know, you could go to that game in Trenton and have something to play for. But it makes that Gallatin game next Tuesday a big one to start the season.
Yeah, you never know. Like you said, makes that first game even bigger, but you don't want to look too far ahead. We're just going to have the mindset to come out and compete. And, you know, if we can do that, we will give ourselves opportunities to be in ball games and win ball games. But with a young group, you don't want to look too far down the line, and we're going to try not to do that. But definitely Trenton, we all know, is the team to beat for sure. And, you know, Trenton and Putnam both are going to go head-to-head, and I think the first night of the season as far as conference play is concerned, and you could be possibly looking at a conference championship right there on the first night. It's a shame that those two teams have to play so early in the season. I've been there before where I've had to play Putnam right out of the gates or play Trenton right out of the gates, so definitely going to keep our eyes watching that one and our ears listening, because that could be quite a matchup with Putnam and Trenton. I think Putnam's going to be much improved this year. Coach Fitz does an excellent job with all of his kids. And, you know, they're going to be ready to play and hope to have a big upset on the first night of the year. So anything's possible. But like I said, we're just we're going to play it day to day and one pitch at a time.
Especially with a young group. You don't want to look ahead with a bunch of seniors, but especially with freshmen, you just want them to concentrate pitch to pitch.
Absolutely, yeah. It's really easy to do. You know, last year, for instance, graduating the five or six senior starters that I lose, and you know, all starters for me for 3 years. That was a great group, and even the group of three that I had before then that graduated. So we've been very fortunate here over the last 4 years to have some winning softball and have great programs. We've had a couple great runs over the last couple of years. So you know, we were due to set a new stage and get this next group ready to go, and it's going to be exciting. It's going to be really exciting to watch them continue to grow over the course of a year and how they continue to come together as a group and just watching them mature as individuals and see how far Katie can go also on the mound. I think she's going to be really exciting for people to keep their eyes on and be watching.
Well, and we know that having a dominant pitcher is about half the battle to having a good softball team, and it sounds like you have the potential in Katie to have that. As far as hitting the ball, Coach, how encouraged are you by your ability to maybe hit for power, or maybe more succinctly, just your ability to put the bat on the ball consistently?
Well, like I said, the night that we had the jamboree, I was really surprised by how well we were, how well we did at the plate. We were really patient, had some good at bats, got some base runners, were able to draw some walks and really work counts. You know, as far as power, Katie has a ton of power for us in the middle of the lineup. And then Katie Banner and Aaron Richardson also hitting in front of her and hitting behind her, I think are going to do a good job of protecting her in the lineup. So, I mean, look at those three kids. We've got some pop in the bats, but looking at the rest of the lineup, you've got a lot of speed. So we're going to be scrappy and just try to scratch away runs and play some National League ball, try to get the ball on the ground and bunt and move runners over and try to be as aggressive as we can on the base paths. But the experience is going to pay dividends on the bases. I mean, when you've got a young group and trying to be aggressive, you've got to teach them the ins and outs of when to be and not to be. So, but, you know, to answer the question, we do have a little bit of power there in the middle of the lineup, and I think two kids that are going to do a good job of protecting Katie and then even getting base runners on in front of her. We've got a very quick speedster in our freshman catcher in Janisa Martinez, who's probably going to end up leading off for us. Just a tough kid to pitch to because she's not very big, but also very fast. If she puts the ball in play, she puts a lot of pressure on defenses. So we're looking forward to big things out of her, but I really do think that the top five or six kids in our lineup are going to be tough outs.
So I've talked with Princeton. I know what Trenton has. I'm learning about what you guys have. I don't know a whole lot. I know they're pretty usually pretty solid, so if they're not, it surprises me. What does Gallatin have as an opponent on Tuesday for your team, Coach?
They're tough. I mean, they're always really scrappy. They're always very athletic. They're always very quick. You know, we didn't really struggle putting a pitching in play, and we kind of saw them a little bit this summer and fared okay against them. So, very experienced, though, very fundamentally sound. And, you know, it's going to be a tough matchup, really the teams are even across the board for the most part. When I look at it, you know, I expect everybody to be a little bit better this year because looking at everybody, I don't think anybody got as young as we did and what we graduated. It's going to be a tough matchup. If we can put the ball in play and just make routine plays on defense, we'll be just fine.
It's going to be a big night. I think I know you already mentioned Putnam Trenton. That's where I'm going to be. You got Gallatin at Milan, and I think everybody's playing everybody on Tuesday. I think it's a full night.
I believe so. You know, I've just looked at those two games, obviously ours, and then Trenton and Putnam is definitely one that I'd like to see and listen to. But on the same night, not going to be able to do that. But you know, I think everybody in the conference just about is playing that night, and we look forward to getting things started and just seeing how the pieces begin to fall here in the first week of the year.
And we'll give you a sneak peek for next week's show, Milan Putnam, next Thursday. That'll be up at Unionville on the 30th. Coach, we appreciate you joining us. Best of luck to you and the Lady Cats. You get to say season started next week.
Hey, thanks a lot, Tom. We appreciate all your coverage, and we look forward to it.